Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
It's raining. Very exciting.
Wow.
This storm is finally here. They talked about for like a week and a half. Anyway, you'll get all the details and the updates. KFI News is all over whatever aspect of the storm is affecting people. Of course, the Grapevine is closed, so you can't drive through there. We'll have all the details on KFI News. We got the Moist Line next hour, two rounds. We got a hack for the dumpster, a lot to get to. But right now, our special guest is a deputy DA for Los Angeles County, Shea Sanna, coming back on the show. He was the lead prosecutor in a case involving a person, well, formerly known as James Tubbs, now calls themselves Hannah Tubbs. James Tubbs was convicted of sexually or attacking a 10-year-old girl in a Denny's bathroom stall. After years on the run, they finally caught him. Of course, because the crime occurred before Tubbs turned 18, well, you know, that's a soft spot for L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon in terms of how the attacker is dealt with. But it wasn't too long after all this resolved that Tubbs was also charged with a murder in Kern County, beating a man to death in the woods. And the reason we've come back around to the story is that Shea apparently has been suspended for refusing to refer to Tubbs as Hannah, as he now identifies as Hannah, using the correct pronouns, or even calling this person Hannah.
Right. Because James Tubbs, and this is on tape, admitted to his dad that he was manipulating the system by claiming he was Hannah, by claiming he was a transgender, in order to get better treatment. Maybe a stay in a women's prison instead of a men's prison. Right. He said it on tape. It's pretty clear. He's coaching his dad to make sure that he...
Well, here's the quote. So now they're going to put me with other trannies that they have their cases like mine, or with one tranny like me that has a case like mine. So when you come to court, make sure you address me as her.
Mm-hmm. And it's a total scam. And Gascon is using this to punish Shea Sanna because Sanna's been one of the outspoken critics. I mean, we've had a number of outspoken prosecutors who's criticized Gascon, and some of them have gotten suspended or reassigned over the last 2 years. Let's get Shea on. Shea, how are you?
I'm doing okay. Thanks for having me back on.
So what do you think? Do you think he's really outraged over misgendering James Tubbs, or do you think this is just the cover story to punish you for publicly resisting his directives?
This is just the first step in his retaliation against me, where he'll eventually fire me once my employee file is full of disciplinary action like this.
So this is a tactic in order to get rid of you?
Yes, yes. I'm being punished for speaking out. That's why I'm being suspended. But their excuse is that last year I misgendered Tubbs when I brought it to their attention that Tubbs is manipulating the system, and I have recordings to prove it, because Gascon issued a statement early on in the Tubbs case where he showed sympathy for Tubbs, that Tubbs should be placed in a women's facility or in juvenile facility because she might get assaulted in an adult facility. So there was a statement out there where he was showing sympathy for Tubbs. And then I point out, hey, this is, everybody's getting played here. Here's some recordings. And they want to use that to punish me.
Yeah. No, I remember Bill Malugin got the recordings from Fox 11. And, you know, we were playing the clips on the air, and it's pretty clear what he was up to. I think you'd have to be an idiot not to understand what he was telling his dad, that the whole Hannah Tubbs thing was a scam in order to get better treatment.
Right. So for bringing that to the top of the bureaucracy, to Gascon's, you know, people, bringing that to their attention, they want to use that as an excuse to punish me.
But with Tubbs also being charged with murder up in Bakersfield, I'm just shocked Gascon wants to touch this anymore. This is such a bad guy to use as some kind of rallying cry.
Right. I was actually surprised. I got an email at like 10 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday, and it said, I'm required to come downtown. I was like, hey, maybe I'm getting a promotion, right? Because my employee file has no disciplinary action. All my performance evaluations are good or very good, exceeds expectations. I go down there, and I had to be there by 2 o'clock. And then I have a meeting with the chief of staff, who says I'm suspended. And when I didn't even know what it was for. When I go through the packet, it's for misgendering Tubbs. So think about how surprised I was.
Is this in court or just in public speaking? What are they claiming you did this misgendering?
That on an initial Zoom meeting with the second in charge of the office, Sharon Wu.
Right.
And then Gascon's special advisor.
So this is a private conversation you're having with them.
Yeah, with four supervisors, all with much more experience than me, that are way up the chain, right? I'm telling them, hey, and actually in the first call, I didn't even say a word. So they're saying I misgendered during that call, that Zoom meeting, when I didn't speak, I let the supervisor speak.
Well, the thing is, so that, I mean, do they will not acknowledge that Tubbs character is pulling a scam? I mean, they know what's going on, don't they? They're not this stupid. They know what he's doing.
So, well, they're saying it's not for me to, even though it's happening, it's not for me to, I guess, draw a conclusion, which I didn't. I'm just pointing out the facts. So I guess what they want is like when somebody comes into court and they say, I didn't do it, I just assume and take them at their word and say, well, they identify as innocent. So, just let them go.
They identify as innocent.
But you're part of the prosecution team, and this is a defendant. So it's kind of your job to really sort out what's really going on here and making it clear you think that Tubbs is trying to game the system.
Correct. And then Gascon came out in a statement to the LA Times and said, Tubbs might have gamed the system. And I'm like, he didn't game the system. Like I told you, the only person who was fooled was your staff.
Now, are you going to fight this, appeal this? What are you doing?
Yes, I'm going to appeal this. Because the other basis besides this call, which I didn't even speak in, but they're saying I did, is by bringing it to their attention and pointing out facts in an email that he's gaming the system. That's a basis. When I asked to appear on the case, because not telling the court and withholding all of this evidence, right, putting a violent serial child rapist who admitted to sexually assaulting one little girl and is suspected of sexually assaulting two other little girls in a juvenile facility as a woman, as a female, that like defies common sense. And withholding that from the judge is, you know, ethically wrong.
Oh, that would be evil.
Wrong. Yeah.
What do you think? Because what do you think he's going to do when he gets into the female juvenile prison? All those.
It's putting the predator in with the prey. You're putting a predator in the prey. It's like this, they have this lion identifies the sheep, so let's just put him in there. What do you think is going to happen?
This is psycho. Yeah. It really is psycho.
And then my attorney, by explaining what I just said, that's another basis for my suspension. So they're punishing me for my attorney's representations, explaining that, you know, I wasn't misgendering or I wasn't doing anything malicious. I was showing you that you guys are all getting played.
But Gascon, as you said, publicly admitted that he suspects Tubbs is trying to game the system.
Right. Yeah, in LA Times.
So he agrees with you. He agrees with you and your evaluation.
Right. So, I mean, you need to go tell HR. If he's listening, you should go downstairs and let them know so they can withdraw my suspension.
This is nuts.
And take this out of my file.
Well, Shay, keep us posted on this. This is another outrage from this DA's office. Unbelievable suspending you for this, and it seems very slim case. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
That's Shay Sanna, L.A. County Deputy DA, who was a lead prosecutor for the case against Tubbs, known as James Tubbs, convicted of molesting a little girl, 10-year-old girl, years ago in a Denny's bathroom. Now known as Hannah Tubbs, and is accused of a murder in Kern County. Shay, of course, was the lead prosecutor for a time on the case and eventually got removed, but has made it clear that he's not buying Tubbs' female persona and has refused to refer to him with the correct names and genders. And that's supposedly the basis for suspending him as an L.A. County Deputy D.A. More coming up, John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeart Radio app. Flood watch, huh?
Yeah.
Flood watch?
Flash flood warning.
Yeah.
That means it's...
Where?
What did they say on that emergency broadcast?
Mine went away. I'm trying to find it.
They mentioned Burbank, Universal City, North Hollywood, Van Nuys.
Oh, yeah, Beverly
Hills.
Hills.
Wait, turn
around. Don't drown.
Oh, my God.
Get out of there.
That's a tsunami wave coming at us. Oh, jeez.
What'd you... Oh, you look out the window?
Looking out the window, yeah.
You're on the fourth floor and you saw the wave that big?
Yeah, I can see it. It's coming down Olive Avenue.
Holy crap.
It's like...
Get a boat.
It's 18 feet high.
We're going to have to spend the night here tonight. We're not going to be able to leave, none of us.
Continue on air.
Exciting.
Yeah, I wonder if the parking garage might get flooded.
Don't say that.
That's right.
Oh, that's right. I hadn't thought of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Did you leave the top down?
Yeah. I drove to work with the top down.
Well, with you, we always got to check.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, we just got done talking to L.A. County Deputy D.A. Shay Sanna, who is facing suspension because he's been accused of the woke crime of misgendering.
Yeah.
We're talking about a defendant who's a convicted child molester, now an accused murderer. So, who appears to be definitely trying to game the system to advantage to be put in like a women's prison.
And
it's hard to believe.
And Sicko Gascon is siding with the child rapist, the accused murderer, the guy who's faking a transgender conversion against a prosecutor
who's telling it like it is.
Who's telling the truth and has a spotless record. A spotless reputation.
And that's your job as a prosecutor. You're against the defendant. You're trying to prosecute the criminal. So therefore, you're trying to find out everything that's going on, including his trying to deceive everyone to get better treatment.
He's the chief law enforcement officer in the county. And he's...
I can't believe that this transgender woke stuff trumps what is a convicted child molester slash murderer story.
Yes, it does. It does, because this is a cult. This is a sick, dangerous cult. I feel like I'm shouting into the wind every day and I look like the crazy person. I'm not the crazy person. This is really happening. Gascon and his evil acolytes in his office are using this new woke language to silence a prosecutor.
Now, this was the worst of infestations because he brought in all these defund the police people. And they're acting as deputy DAs. They don't even know what they're doing. Some of them were public defenders. Some of them were just activists.
No.
And now they're in there with this woke ideology, trying to turn everything upside down. You okay?
What is that? Another weird noise out of you.
She coughed.
I coughed. I didn't realize my mic was on. Oh, my bad. Right. Carry on.
All right. You go away. So they're trying to indoctrinate everyone into this woke ideology to the expense of a case involving a convicted child attacker and a possible murderer? That it matters more how they're referred to?
Yes. Tubbs, remember, went after a 10-year-old girl.
That's not the first time. There was another one in 2013, but they never filed charges. He went after like a 4-year-old girl in the library was the accusation.
But that 10-year-old, we know on the record what happened to her. She was like brutally sexually assaulted inside a women's room stall at a Denny's.
Denny's, right.
And this is the monster that Gascon.
And it took years to catch up with Tubbs. He disappeared, but supposedly committed other crimes in other states, including perhaps his murder in Kern County.
Gascon is sacrificing a prosecutor to protect this guy's, sexual identity, which is a fake one, which he admitted is a fake one, and we have it on tape. This is not conjecture. This is not speculation. He actually said it on tape to his dad. And Gascon agreed to it, confirmed that, in so many words, to the LA Times. He said the guy was trying to game the system. How is he trying to game the system? Trying to game the system by pretending he was a woman.
Yes. He wanted to be put in the female prison. Okay. He thought he'd get better treatment on the juvenile end of this.
That's why the real story is Shea Sanna has to be punished for opposing Gascon. Ray, what was the name of that other prosecutor that we'd had on the air? And he was also sent to Siberia.
Yes.
For opposing Gascon publicly. John Lewin, these guys come on our show and ruin their careers trying to tell the truth about Gascon. I mean, I don't understand. I can't wait
to vote, although it's still a year and 10 months away.
I just feel like I must have hit my head and I woke up in a different world. I don't get anything that's going on.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app.
All right, you okay there?
Ken's cold, I think.
No more. Did you?
Yeah, I think so.
You just had a cold.
Just a cough. It's just a little cough. I've had it ever since COVID. It hasn't gone away.
Jesus.
From the category of holy crap, I just got an email from SoCal Gas. Mm. They're looking for a massive rate increase. They want to increase their revenues in 2024 by 20%. They're looking for another $738 million. And to do this, they want rate hikes of 6.7% in 2025, 5.6% in 2026, and another 7.7% in 2027. So you add that up, it's like a 20% rate hike coming over the next 4 years. That's what they're asking for.
On top of already very high prices.
Yep. Their reasons? Well, we want to continue to invest in the gas delivery system. Well, sure. Clean energy technologies.
There you go.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1-pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
I get a little obsessive about supporting my local community. I buy local produce, local toothpaste, trampolines, artisanal cat toys. I'm just a local gal. That's why I was so excited to learn that banking with a local community bank supports local businesses every day. I can finally stop thinking about it. So I'm celebrating with a staycation and some local peanut brittle. Yum.
Bank with a community bank and help your community grow. Find yours at banklocally.org.
this clean energy stuff is going to bankrupt us.
Yeah, well, they're really feeling the heat because the state, as you know, with that story a couple months ago about getting rid of gas stoves.
Right.
They're really coming after natural gas.
No, this is the state.
They've been fighting with the oil companies for years, but the natural gas people are next.
The state is crushing the market for fossil fuels on purpose, which is going to drive the prices up. You know, they stymie the supply, and when your supply is cut, what happens? The price goes up because the supply means the natural gas is more scarce or more expensive to process.
So everything's got to be electric, your car, your stove, your water heater. I don't know, I guess.
Yeah, but we don't have an electrical grid for that.
No, we don't. Imagine if everybody converted tomorrow to all these things electric that they now use either gas or...
Ultimately, none of this is going to work. It just, the physics aren't there for it to work. You need an electrical supply. We don't have it, and it's not being built. If anything, they're trying to cut what creates our electric supply when they want to shut down natural gas or nuclear plants.
All right, now we move over to Mayor Karen Bassetti. Not sure what's going on with her attempts on the homeless problem. Been a little quiet lately. She's got this thing called Inside Safe. A couple of weeks ago, there was a blip in the media coverage. There was some big cleanup operation in downtown Los Angeles along Skid Row. And we're still not sure. I saw a couple of stories on it. They're not really sure what was behind it. You know, her plan is they go in there, they talk to people, and they get them to leave voluntarily. And
cheap
then
headline,
they...
minute and a half on the news, making it look like she's doing something.
Well,
I think that's all politics now. Just get the cheap headline and the minute and a half on the news.
The entertaining oddity that came out of that cleanup in downtown Los Angeles on Skid Row involves a woman who's known as the governor of Skid Row and lives in an elaborate tent known as the White House. Did you see the pictures of this story, John?
Yes,
she's got a hot tub, a generator, solar panels, a toilet, a kitchenette, sewing machines, and a walk-in closet in her tent.
In public space.
Oh, yeah, this is downtown Los Angeles. Yeah, it's like on a sidewalk.
And a public space that we own. And she has set up this massive tent with her hot tub and all the appliances.
What's really galling, Stephanie Williams is her name, and she's apparently got a house not that far from Skid Row, but she'd rather live and has been living on Skid Row since 2013.
Because she's a crazy person.
She's a crazy person.
See,
she's enjoying her pop. But apparently they destroyed this thing. That's what she's claiming.
Well, because
they destroyed her tent, and I guess a lot of it. They're claiming they took it to storage. If she wants it, she can come get it.
Yeah, well,
that's what they say they do. They don't destroy everything unless it's really disgusting.
They probably had to take it apart.
Yeah, I see the pictures here.
You can't load that feasibly into anything.
Looks like she was at the corner of San Pedro Street downtown Los Angeles.
Can you imagine? You got a hot tub in your house, and you take it out.
Your tent.
And you put it on in front of your house on the street, the sidewalk. And then you're angry because the police came and dismantled it and took it away. And so now you're going to the media complaining that they stole your hot tub that you dragged out of your house to sit in, that you left there.
She told an odd story that she moved to Skid Row from her native Indianapolis in 2013 after she became involved in a beef with the local police there. The police in Indianapolis. It doesn't make any sense. So she comes all the way to L.A. and lives in the street. Although this story says she has some sort of a house nearby. What it is she enjoys the attention. I mean, she's considered the governor, and she's got this big tent, and everybody that's in Skid Row.
You read about these people every once in a while when the media tries to glamorize them.
They're
local lunatics who declare themselves the mayor, the emperor, the governor. They've always got a title they give themselves, and they walk around socializing with everyone, and everybody thinks they're really funny and entertaining.
Oh, yeah, they're part of a community.
Yeah, they spend...
Oh, it says, by the way, I was kind of wrong. She owns a nearby tiny home, one of those tiny home dwellings. Not a real home.
Right.
But she's preferred to pitch this large tent.
Right. Now, she's a crazy woman.
So it's all look at me. And yeah, you're right. They cover this like, look at this. They've developed their own community here. Why would you take this away from them?
Look at this. She got interviewed in LA Magazine.
Oh, everywhere. Yeah, the Times talked to her.
She's all pissed off at LAPD, claiming they didn't offer me housing. What do you mean they didn't offer you housing? Yeah, they didn't offer me housing either when I came here. I had to go to work and buy a house on my own. They didn't offer me anything. They took my blankets, my contact lenses, all my food. They threw away pots and pans and cups and things I needed to eat because you can't have them out in a public space. Didn't you learn that as a little kid? When she was a little kid, did she look around and notice that everybody stayed indoors and they kept their hot tub and their pots and pans and their food and blankets inside the house, inside the apartment?
Live like real people. Why do you do this?
Yeah. And then you complain. Oh, wait a second. You didn't give me a free house. Huh? Well, where's my free house? Why don't you go to work and give me a house? I've got to go to work and give you a house? Where'd you hear about that deal?
All right, we're on our way to the 3 o'clock hour. Coming up, we will have two rounds of the Moist Line. We do have somebody to throw into the dumpster. We're gathering the mob members to help us do that. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. I thought you were carried away by a flash flood.
I don't know.
Wave goodbye.
Still
got that warning, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
I always forget, watch versus warning. Is there a difference?
Watch means there's a potential. Warning means it's already happening. Get out of the way.
So it's just a watch.
I thought
right
we
now
got
it's
a warning.
Just a watch, right?
No, I think we had a warning.
Oh, you had a warning.
We had a warning, didn't we?
Oh, I don't know.
I can't find it on my phone now. They disappear.
Yeah. Mine had just, well, but I don't. Yeah, mine had flood watch. Flood watch until 4 a.m. Saturday, February 25th from the National Weather Service, Los Angeles County.
But... yes, it was a flood warning 31 minutes ago. It says it's a dangerous and life-threatening situation till 10 o'clock at night. Do not attempt to travel unless you are fleeing. Fleeing. Yes, I'm
unless
fleeing.
Unless you just stole something.
Wait, so we got to stay here?
No way.
I don't know.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Well, you guys would be fleeing, right?
Yeah, I'm fleeing home.
Wait,
yeah.
Right.
Well, it's the foothills behind us. It's the mountains. It's probably water that's going to come cascading down and take us all away.
Well, we only have an hour left.
Oh, like a mudslide?
Like just a gushing river.
You got
of
those
water.
Mountains back there with the little Burbank bee on them, right? Remember
I
we
was
found
just
that?
About to say that bee is probably going to come sliding down any minute.
Yeah, we watched it a few years ago because close to a fire was going to burn it out.
Yeah, remember that fire that was burning?
Oh, yeah, I remember I walked outside the station, and there was all sorts of fire flakes in the air. It was disgusting. Little embers blowing around. All right, well, we got a couple of stories from Europe, and the first one is for Deborah Mark. Do not, right now, go to the United Kingdom, Deborah Mark. There's no fruits and veggies.
What? What do you mean there's no fruits and veggies? Yeah,
their supermarket chains are rationing lettuce.
They banned fruits and veggies.
They're rationing tomatoes. Because they get a lot of their fruits and veggies, obviously, during this time of year. It's pretty chilly and not really good for them. They get it from Southern Europe and North Africa. And those places have been low on exports because they've had frosts. They've not had the kind of weather to grow the fruits and vegetables. So less of it is getting its way to Britain.
Oh, no. I'd starve.
So it's been too cold to grow fruits and vegetables?
Yeah.
Another blow to the global warming crowd, huh?
The tabloid, The Daily Star, had a headline, "What do we want? Veggies. When do we want it? Now." They promised 12 packets of vegetable seeds for every reader. So I guess you can grow your own. But you have to grow it like indoor. Oh, there's a woman that couldn't buy. She was stopped from buying 100 cucumbers in a supermarket.
100 cucumbers?
Yeah.
She wanted to make detox drinks for her business.
Oh, she's got one of those fake health food businesses? Detox drink. Oh, I see those all over the West Side, these detox centers. And then there's always a line of women or actually young girls who get into this detox nonsense.
Is this supposed to get like all the harmful foods you've eaten out of your body or something?
Right.
And all the chemicals.
Which is what the liver does. I keep telling people and they just stare at me. It's like your liver is the detox organ in the body.
Yeah, the main reason was frost in Morocco and in Spain in November and December, which damaged a lot of the salad and the crops, which traditionally relied on it for imports at this time of the year.
We need heat. So we need warm weather.
There was a gap in the market, which is now affecting people in the United Kingdom. They've already been hit, farmers there, with high energy prices, too. So all of these things are coming together, and some people are jokingly switching from lettuce to beer.
What?
Well,
that is a better option.
You can't figure out what to do, just drink.
I think I'd feel happier after two beers rather than two salads.
Of course you would.
Well, you would too.
I don't like beer.
It's how you feel after it.
Okay.
That's John's right. That's the point.
I know.
You need to loosen up.
Moscato. I like alcohol. I'm not a beer drinker. I like the sweet stuff.
The dainty stuff, the dainty wines.
Exactly.
The other story is from France. This one is completely different from the lack of fruits and vegetables. Apparently, a woman walked into a police station at 4 a.m. last Sunday in a place called Avignon, France, and presented the police there with evidence. She had her attacker's tongue. She bit it off when he tried to slip his hand down her trousers. 57 years old, she's walking her dog at 4 in the morning. She never do that. A man in his 30s started following her. He approached her, tried to forcefully hug and kiss her while he slipped his hands down her pants. She got so worked up, she bit off his tongue.
Good.
Returned home. She and her son then went and handed it into the local police station. Well, that's good DNA, isn't
it? Absolutely. Oh,
yeah, that's right. And he's missing a piece of tongue. So it's not going to be hard to identify him and then prove that he's the attacker.
Perfect for our audience is the next paragraph. Officers went to the scene, arrested the man. He's originally from Tunisia and was in France illegally.
There you go.
An illegal immigrant sex assaulter.
That's right.
Who got his tongue ripped out.
He's got a little bit of a lisp now.
Yeah. Of course, he told the cops, she attacked me.
Oh, right. After you attacked her.
Does anybody ever say, I did it? Yes, I did it. I'm guilty. I was wrong.
Does anybody ever say that?
Anybody in the history of time ever said yes? I did that. My fault. I'm guilty.
I don't think there's, I've never really, well, I'm sure there's people that.
Anybody ever say they made a mistake?
I say I make mistakes.
Very few.
Yeah, well, you have to. My favorite is when you read the stock market numbers for a day the market's closed.
Yeah,
listeners love that one.
I know.
That happens on most holidays.
It does.
Well, especially President's Day and Martin Luther King Day, because she comes to work like normal and just reads Friday's numbers.
Yeah, I know. Well, I don't always.
No, you did that, though, recently. I think you did it on January 7th. You did it the Martin Luther King holiday.
They are accurate numbers, though, because the market was closed.
That's
so
it is
the same numbers as Friday.
Thank you, John.
Not bad information.
You got your little rationalizing friend.
I did.
Somebody has to explain her.
Yeah.
And John, remember this story in about an hour when we talked to that Conway character? Remember yesterday he was going on and on about air fryers?
The hard sell on air fryers. Conway was in shock that you and I didn't have one.
I think I knew one person that had one who told me they're good. They're fine. He just raves about them.
He was sure you were an air fryer guy. I don't know why.
I don't cook a lot. So they are recalling 2 million of them. A popular brand called Kosori, because there's reports they catch fire, they burn, they melt, they overheat, and they smoke. Mm. Some people have gotten burn injuries. There's been property damage. That's a lot of fryers to recall.
You follow Conway's advice, you'll end up burning down your house.
I know. I have pictures of them here under the recall. That's not all recall. It's just this one maker, Kosori.
Yeah, but they had a couple hundred reports of...
they did.
These things misfiring.
That's right, and they've been sold at popular places like Amazon. That's where a lot of people buy their stuff. They sold 2 million air fryer units in varying models and sizes.
Is it just... how does it work exactly? Like, what is the big deal? There seems to be like waves of hype about one product or another.
I know they make really good French fries.
Yeah,
the idea is to crisp your food without the oil, right?
So you just you put them inside a closed container and the high heat.
Yeah, it's like a little oven, right?
Them. Yeah.
Right. The high heat baits them, but somehow I guess the way the components are built, it makes them crisp. So your fries are crisp like they would be if you put them in a deep fryer. Mm. But you're not cooking them in the oil.
But it sets your kitchen on fire.
Well, doesn't always happen, but according to this recall, it could happen.
How many are they recalling?
2 million.
Oh, my God.
I know, I have to see if he has this brand.
Well, they must have thought it's a big deal.
2 million are being recalled.
Wow.
Because of this. Doesn't specifically talk about what happened to anybody got burnt or whether or not anybody's house got burnt
down. That's going to cost them an enormous amount of money.
Yeah. It says here the closed-end connectors within the fryers, which are responsible for establishing electrical connections between certain wires, can overheat, posing fire and burn hazards.
Who is the quality control guy who let that go by?
All right, the 3 o'clock hour is here. In addition to 2 rounds of the Moist Line, we will have a hack for the dumpster. But we begin with, of course, another troubling story. See if you can figure out where this happened. There were more drug overdose deaths in this particular place in Los Angeles in the month of January into February than there were all of last year.
Bel Air?
People did. It's not Bel Air.
Oh, no? Okay.
But, you know, You're getting closer. Not really. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
Deborah Mark live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.